I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Guys, this is the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the 3DFFL, guys. This is your sports entertainment fantasy football league. The one, the only sports entertainment fantasy football league on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Rumble, on iHeartRadio, anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, what it do? We got a good episode today. Hold up. I want to say something first. I hope nobody gets offended by this, but we like to speak truth on this podcast, so truth is what we are going to speak. So I just wanted to say before we even start this episode,
all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Let's go. You know what I'm talking about? Guys, we just got our second straight win. We are back on the right path. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't care what's going to happen next week. I don't know what's going to happen this weekend, so I'm not going to worry or care about what's going to happen this weekend. All I know is that we are on a two-win streak. We're a two-game win streak. We are turning our season around. I'm still looking to trade Najee Harris, but he is doing double digits every week as a running back too, so I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, guys, all we do is win. You know what I'm saying? So let's go over week 8. Let's go over the recap and let's talk about, hold up, one more thing, guys. We are preparing for Mia Made It, the official sponsor of this podcast and our co-host for the WWE reviews. Mia Made It is looking to record and publish her 10th episode on Spotify. For those of you who have been here from the very beginning, you remember us talking about being on our 10th episode and how crazy it was for us. And, you know, I was 25 when I started. She's 13 years old. So Falfurrias' youngest podcaster, guys, the podcast prodigy, Mia Made It. She's publishing her 10th podcast to Spotify. You guys, we're excited about that. We can't wait. And you guys make sure to tune in. Make it one of our most listened to podcasts. And, you know, let's show love to, like I said, the podcast prodigy herself, Mia Made It. That'll be coming soon. That'll be coming on Sunday. Actually, Saturday, but, you know, you guys can check it out on Sunday. But, yeah, so let's get into the Week 8 recap, guys. We are going to talk about that team, Kenny Johnson and Signs and Sports Podcast. Signs and Sports Podcast taking the W, 171.3 to 142.2. Big game for both teams. High scoring for both teams, but as we all know, there can only be one winner. That team, Kenny Johnson with 142 points, had Dak Prescott with 28, Austin Eckler with 23, Ramondre Stevenson with 7, Jalen Waddle with 25, DK Metcalf with 11, Darren Waller with 1.4, Gabriel Davis with 23.7, Baltimore's defense with 6, and Brandon McManus with 16 points. The Signs and Sports Podcast guys had 171.3 points, with Jalen Hurts 27 points, Derrick Henry 16 points, Najee Harris 10 points, CD Lamb 41 points. CD Lamb had a huge game, guys. Thank you. Thank you, CD. Thank you, Sidarius. 12 catches, guys, 158 yards and 2 touchdowns. We needed that game from CeeDee Lamb. That is what we drafted CeeDee Lamb to do for us, and that's what we've been waiting for him to do this entire year. You know, so we appreciate it. Thank you, CeeDee. You probably single-handedly won us that game by yourself, because I think if you would have given us your average 19, 20-point game, we might have lost. I think we, oh, no, we still would have won because we're the best. But you know what I'm saying?
We the best!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
Sorry. I didn't mean to hit that. anyways, technical difficulties. Guys, the Signs and Sports podcast, as we said, had 171.3 points. CD Lamb with 41 points. Mike Evans had a cool little 13 points, but another touchdown. George Kittle actually had a big game for us. 9 catches, 150 yards. George Kittle had 24 points for us. So we really needed that. We really, really needed a big game like that from our tight end because our wide receiver 2 and our running back 1 kind of underperformed a little bit. But shout out to our tight end for making it up for our flex as well. Drake London with only 10.5 points. Our defense had 16 points and our kicker had 13 points, which our defense and special teams did exactly what they should have done and probably even over-excelled, you know, in that area. So matchup number 1 was the Signs and Sports podcast, 171.3, and that team Kenny Johnson, 142.2. Matchup number 2, guys. We got Team Gucci falling to Lions fan Team No Smoke, 161.5 to 107.6. Team Gucci had Brock Purdy, 18 points. Tony Pollard with 6.5. Travis Etienne with 26. Christian Kirk with 8.6. Zay Flowers with 6.9. Travis Kelce with 11.8. Raheem Mostert with 10.6. Miami's defense with 8 points, and Harrison Butker with 11 points. Lions fan Team No Smoke had 161.5. He had Josh Allen with 30 points, Christian McCaffrey with 30 points, Kenneth Walker with 8, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 16, Brandon Ayuk with 16, TJ Hockenson with 21, Adam Thielen with 15.2, the New York Jets defense with 10, and Riley Patterson, the Detroit Lions kicker number 36. Okay, haven't seen that since, well, you don't see that anywhere but college, but okay, shout out. 16 points for Riley Patterson, the kicker for Lions fan Team No Smoke, beating Team Gucci 161.5 to 107.6. Matchup number 3, guys, we had a close one with Showtime Mary Williams, 124, taking down Godfather 100, 114. Godfather 100 had Justin Herbert with 24, Joe Mixon with 20, Brian Robinson Jr. with 10, Tyreek Hill with 25, Devontae Adams with 2, Dallas Goedert with 7.6, Sam Laporte with 19.7, San Francisco's defense with 1, and Jake Moody with 5 points. Showtime Mary Williams had Joe Burrow with 27.6, Josh Jacobs with 16.8, DeAndre Swift with 14.4, Jamar Chase with 25, KJ Osborne with 18, Gerald Everett with 0, Aaron Jones with 8.6, Seattle's defense with 8, and Jason Myers with 6 points. Our fourth matchup, we have the Chosen One going up against Nate Peterman's hot dog stand. The Chosen One getting the win swiftly, 130.7 to 71.4. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, had Lamar Jackson with 12, Javonte Williams with 19, Kareem Hunt with 13.7, A.J. Brown with 33, Keenan Allen with 14.9, Dalton Kincaid with a big game, 17.5 points, 5 catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown, Buffalo's rookie tight end that they traded up in the first round to go draft. New Orleans defense and special teams had 3 points, and Tyler Bass had 6 points at kicker. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand had 71.4 with Pat Mahomes, 5 points. Breece Hall with 21, Isaiah Pacheco with 6.7, Cooper Kupp with 6, Patrick Nacua with 7.3, Dalton Schultz with 2.5. Jacoby Myers with 2.9. Kansas City's defense and special teams with 12. And Jason Sanders with 7. Speaking of that, guys, I actually got to go fucking... I actually got to go set my lineup. So, I got to do that soon. I think we got 20 minutes before kickoff on Thursday. I need to make sure that none of my players on my team need to be switched out, and all of my players, if anybody's playing today, if they're going to stay in my lineup. I checked it earlier today, so I'm pretty sure I have my lineup set, but I got to go check. You know what I'm saying? So, let's finish off the last matchup and everything, and I can go check before the break, or during the break, I mean. The fifth matchup that we have Who Wants to Smoke, 121.4, and Rub-A-Dub Chubb, 151.5. Who Wants to Smoke had Kirk Cousins, 19.8, Saquon Barkley, 15.8, Bijan Robinson with 12.2, Devonta Smith with 22.9, Chris Olave with 9.6, Evan Ingram with 16.8, Terry McLaurin with 17.3, Philadelphia's defense with -3, and Jake Elliott with 10 points. Rub-A-Dub Chubb had 151.5, with Tua Tagovailoa 21.7. Alvin Kamara continuing his impressive streak while coming back from being suspended or being injured or being, I don't even know why he was gone at this point. Jonathan Taylor, 10.7. Stephon Diggs, 16 points. DJ Moore with 9.5. Jake Ferguson, 14.7. Jahmyr Gibbs with a big 30-point game. Jacksonville's defense with 12. And Matt Gay with 10 points. That was the five matchups, guys, for the Week 8 recap for the 3DFFL. Everybody was able to hear where they stand. We are going to the standings next. We got Zone 3. We got Team Gucci sitting on top of the league, 5-3, tied with the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, and Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin. Next, we got Godfather 100, 3-5 in fourth place, and that team, Kenny Johnson, in fifth place, 2-6. In Zone D, we have Lions Fan Team No Smoke, 6-2. Rub-A-Dub Chubb tied with the Signs and Sports Podcast in second place, 4-4. And then we have Showtime Mary Williams tied with Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand number 4, 3-5. Oh, guys, we're about halfway there. The standings glossary, an X is clinched playoffs, a Y is clinched the division, a Z is clinched a bye, an asterisk is clinched the number one seed, and an E is eliminated from playoff contention, just so you guys know. That was the standings, the final standings projections, the fantasy trends. We got trending up, Team Gucci, 7 spots trending up. Rub-A-Dub Chubb, we got 5 spots trending up. And the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, we got trending up 3 spots. Trending down, we have Godfather 100, 6 spots. Expected on draft day to finish number one. He now sits at 7. Lions Fan Team No Smoke, draft day expected to finish 2, now sits at 1. Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, draft day expected to finish 3, sits at 8 currently. The Signs and Sports Podcast expected to finish number 4 on draft day, now sits at 6. Showtime Mary Williams, draft day expected to finish 5, now sits at 9. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, draft day expected to finish 6, now sits at 3. Who Wants to Smoke, draft day 7, now sits at 4. That Team Kenny Johnson, draft day 8, now sits at 10. Team Gucci, draft day 9, now sits at 2. And Rub-A-Dub Chubb, draft day 10, now sits at 5. So that was the standings. That was the recap. That was the final standings projections. Now let's check the matchups for week number 9. And we'll be able to sign off, guys. Matchup number one, we got Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand going up against the Signs and Sports Podcast. Oh, look, I can check here. We got Derrick Henry playing tonight. We got Najee Harris. Am I able to take Najee Harris out of my lineup for Chuba Hubbard? I'm not going to do it, but yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. Okay, so we got Najee and we got Derrick Henry playing tonight. We got Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand and we got the Signs and Sports Podcast. Matchup number two, Lions Fan Team No Smoke, Godfather 100. Matchup number three, we got Team Gucci. We got that Team Kenny Johnson. Matchup number four, we got Rub-A-Dub Chubb and Showtime Mary Williams. And matchup number five, the final matchup, guys, we got Who Wants to Smoke and the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. All right. Well, that brings an end to segment number one, guys. It's going to be a fun month this month, guys. It's going to be a very fun month from the DIG camp. It's going to be a very fun month from the 3&D camp. It's going to be a very fun month from the DayOneVibes.com camp. It's going to be a very fun month from RM3. You know, we got so much stuff coming. The Realest Underground Entertainment. We can't wait to show you guys everything that we got coming. And, you know, speaking of things we got coming, I mean, I could just show you a preview of something else we got in the works. Last week, I showed you guys No Shine in the middle of the episode. How about I show you what I got coming after No Shine? And I'm going to show you guys Fire in the Booth. So stick around. No ads today. We're not doing an ad break. We're going to show you Fire in the Booth. And then we're going to move on to the next segment, which is The League coverage, The League recap. Guys, if you stuck around with us through segment one, we appreciate you. We hope that you enjoy Fire in the Booth by DIG, produced by Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Thank you, and we will catch you guys on the other side.
We're just not designed the same.
French kissing the model, we at the plane station. Spain waiting, promoter just said my name crazy. A movement to get the fame, put the shine on my city like I want hanging off the chain. 20 mil to put behind me, man, you know the deal. We elevating cause everything that we say is real. FAL, my cologne, yeah, I gave her chills. This at Jean-Marc Paris, what I spray for real. Waiting on the boss to sign me a check. 1500 for my best, but 1600 in debt. Keep my name on the bet, you know it's time to invest. I've been growing, I'm penny stock till I blue chip the Patek. You know I'm thinking about the mission, everything consistent. I've been brought up as a Christian, I'm Ronaldo, how I kick it, hear the name. Now everyone know I'm gifted, hear the name, D-I-G. Now everyone know I'm gifted, hear the name in the spotlight. It's out of the cop light. My heart with different women, I'm so cold, get a frostbite. These cameras snapping, action to bright lights. The flow's gonna put the team on all of them night flights. The private jet, champagne, change on the fast life. It might be hard, but we can't try. We floss like we the greatest, I promise I never hated. I'm new to how all this works, Merc taught me cause we related. That's my cousin, I promise your mama knew that we make it. It's that true shit, pop another bottle, celebrating. Look at all that we created, back then was already famous. They knew it, we wasn't nameless. The first song was on their playlist. Down to ride your mom alone, knew everything we was saying. We can't let her down, imagine she saw where we are today. Let her tear fall when I sang, rolling up another J. Taking doobies to the face, when I pray I can say, hey. Now they know this a product of what it do. They know the team true, fire in the booth. Even alone, I never doubted what I do. I feel so close to the dream, and now everybody know true. Ooh, now they know this a product of what it do. They know the team true, fire in the booth. Even alone, I never doubted what I do. I feel so close to the dream, and now everybody know true. Ooh, past friends are past tense, I need a win. Sometimes I feel like my rhymes could be good as Eminem. I put the pen to the paper, creating dividends. Profit margins till my three letters be big as CNN. NBA, NFL, I can fill them in. Jerry Jones on a yacht, I'll be rich as him. With my baddies, it's 10 of them, and they brought their friends. Liberty Creek, big bottle, Dolce with the scent. player mode. Broke my heart, I had to let her go. And only bad bitches doing blow at all the shows. Debit Visa black card when she chopped the coke. She wear my jacket, she a diva, she don't want her coat. All in designer, you know she like mine better. This is denim and flower, the way I Gucci the sweater. In a photo shoot, wearing all my jewelry together. And my producer is chopped, we winning in any weather. We in Italy in the cold, Australia if you ain't know. About to pull up in Brazil, Switzerland or Portugal. With that new shit, true shit. Pop another bottle, we exclusive. All fly whips in the body, yo, ooh shit.
My goal isn't to make it out of here. My goal is to bring different minds, invest, create, and build in our community. Bring people like that together. Have them come together and create here.
Making money moves, gotta get the block paid. Now I'm saying Tony G coming with the Bombay. In my lemonade, I pour that while the verse plays. Studio working, I've been in here for the whole day. And my lady looking for me, what the text say? Shorty probably weird, but I'm tripping on my essay. What a view for the next day. 10 girls with me in the bed, they knowing that my next day busy. Hair long, drizzy. Future mayor of my city, presidential Rolex, rich like 50. Bitch, I'm busy, gotta go. Good dome, she the honor roll. Never know, powder nose, model hoes, lot of blow. Whole town never know, so they gotta know.
Alright guys, that was Fire in the Booth by Design, Individually Gifted of the Realest Underground Entertainment. It's always cool getting to mix the 3D FFL podcast, or just the 3D Signs and Sports podcast period, with the Realest Underground Entertainment aspect of everything that we do, the DIG aspect. Speaking of DIG, speaking of the Realest Underground Entertainment, and speaking of Spotify, things like that, guys, let's take this time to, you know, announce that we are on the road to 200,000 streams on Spotify, guys. We are at 186,000, if I'm not mistaken, 186,000 streams. And we are on our way to 200,000. We are counting down. We are watching, guys. I don't know what we're going to be at tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to be at a week from now. I don't know when we're going to get to 200K, but go to Spotify, go to d.i.g. and you can find all my music. You can find Invested, you can find Sippin' Champagne, you can find Mr. Nice Guy, I'm Just Saying, Toxic, Pretty as Fuck. Guys, there's a lot of music. This is music that is being played around the world at this point. This isn't music that is just kind of local to my area. This is music that is getting played, as I said, thousands and thousands of plays around the world. So this, go check it out, guys. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you just got a taste of it. We appreciate you guys for sticking through that music. If you don't like it, you're more than welcome to just skip through it. But that's why you guys are lucky, it's pre-recorded. But like I said, we had, give me a second. We currently sit at 187,711 streams. 187,711 streams, guys. That's overall all-time streams. That's this year. Because before this year, we didn't have, I don't even know if we had one stream, or like, you know what I mean? We may have had like 100 streams, or like maybe 200, like from family, friends, community, stuff like that. But you know, this was all accumulated this year. This was all accumulated from, you know, October, November of last year to this year. So, on the road to 200K, let's get there. Let's make it happen. We're going to have articles coming out about it if we make it happen on DOV, dayonevibes.com. And you guys are more than welcome to go check it out there. So, let's get back to what we were talking about. Let's get back to the league coverage. Let's get back to the final segment of the show. Let's talk about the standings for the East and the West for Candyland and for Boomtown. We're going to do this one a little bit different, guys. We're going to do standings first, then we're going to do final standings projections, then we're going to do matchups for next week, and then we're going to talk about the recap. Or we'll do the recap then, you know what I'm saying? In the East, in Candyland, we have Team Quater Tots at the top of the division, 5-3. Number two, we have Sleeper Nation, Marco Cabrera. 4-4, tied with To Infinity and Bijan, 4-4. And in fourth place, we have Watts On, Wax Off, 2-6. In the West, in Boomtown, we have Designed Gifted, 5-3, tied with Strange Animals for first place. We have Team No Fines Please, 4-4 in third place. And we have Team Bro Dog, 3-5 in fourth place. As we talked about earlier, guys, the X is clinched the playoffs. The Y is clinched the division. The Z clinched bye. The asterisk clinched number one seed. And the E is eliminated from playoff contention. Next thing we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to talk about where the current final standings projections stand. This is Fantasy Trends presented by Snickers. Trending up, we got Design Gifted trending up 6 spots. We got Team Quater Tots trending up 3 spots. And we got Sleeper Nation trending up 1 spot. Trending down, we got Team Bro Dog trending down 4 spots. From number 8 on draft day, trending up 6 spots, we got Design Gifted to number 2. Watts On, Wax Off, draft day expected number 7, currently sits at number 8. To Infinity and Bijan, draft day number 6, he currently sits at number 6. Sleeper Nation, draft day number 5, he sits at number 4. Team Quater Tots, draft day number 4, currently sits at number 1. Team Bro Dog, draft day number 3, currently sits at number 7. Team No Fines Please, draft day number 2, currently sits at 5. And Team Strange Animals, draft day number 1, currently sits at 3. So that is what the current final standings projections looks like. That is what the motion of the ocean is going like right now, guys. It's kind of crazy because, just 2 weeks ago, this thing was completely opposite. The bottom teams were going left and the top teams were going right. So, you know, now it's completely switched. Top teams are going left, bottom teams are going right. So that's the beauty of fantasy football. It is a everlasting and long, winding roller coaster ride. It's not fun. And it is not for the weak of heart. It's not for the faint of heart. If you're easily scared off by competition, if you're easily ran off by challenges, fantasy football is not for you, because the only way to win a championship is to not get discouraged when you lose those first 3 games, you lose those first 4 games, or you win those first 4 games and all of a sudden you lose the next 6 games. You know, the best teams will bounce back from those things and they'll rattle off the next 4, rattle off the next 5, and then they'll end up getting to the championship, getting in the playoffs, etc. You know what I mean? But yeah, fantasy football is a different game, man. You have to be ready for it. You have to be willing. You have to be about it. And if you're not, it will tear you up, or you will just ignore it completely. It's like a toxic ex, you know what I mean? Okay, guys, we're going to move on to the schedule. And we are going to talk about week 8, the recap for what happened in the 4 matchups between the 8 teams in our league. In the league, we had Design Gifted taking down Strange Animals in the Brother Bowl. We had Design Gifted 159.8 taking down Strange Animals 140. Design Gifted had Mac Jones 12.2, Raheem Mostert 10.6. CD Lamb 41 points, Tyreek Hill 26.2, Dalton Kincaid with 17.5, Breece Hall with 21.3, Jordan Hicks with 8, Dallas's defense with 16, and Justin Tucker with 7 points. Strange Animals had 140 points with Lamar Jackson 12 points, Christian McCaffrey 30 points, Amon-Ra St. Brown 17 points, Michael Pittman Jr. 18, Logan Thomas 16, Justin Herbert 24, Frank Aluakon 13, Buffalo's defense 5, and Jake Moody 5. That was Design Gifted taking down Strange Animals 159-140. Matchup number two, we have Watts On Wax Off 126.6. Taking down Sleeper Nation in Game of the Week, guys. This is 126.6-125.2. Shout out to the fantasy football app in the background. I should probably mute that. Watts On Wax Off had Jordan Love 14.5. Travis Etienne Jr. 26. Chris Olave 9.6. Jacoby Myers with 2.9. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to mute that because that's not going to be okay. Okay, muted. Got it. I think there's another phone somewhere back there that I need to mute as well. So, okay, we were talking about Jacoby Myers 2.9, Evan Ingram 10 catches, 88 yards, 17 points. Jahmyr Gibbs 29.9, Roquan Smith 11 points, Cleveland's defense 4 points. And Young Wei Koo with 12 points. Sleeper Nation had 125.26 points. Pat Mahomes with 5.6. Now we know why he lost. Alvin Kamara, 27. Yeah, exactly. That's definitely why. Kamara had 27. Jalen Waddle, 25. Mike Evans, 13. Travis Kelce, 12. Kirk Cousins, 20. Fred Warner, 12. Green Bay's defense, 7. And, Anders Carlson, I'm going to have to remember that name. I never remember it. Anders Carlson, 4 points. That was game of the week. Watts On Wax Off getting the... Oh, Watts On Wax Off got the W. I didn't even realize I was saying that. That's how you know I was not paying attention to what was really happening because that's an upset. That is upset city. That is a major disappointment for Sleeper Nation, who was one of the better teams in the league this year and was doing, man, he would have been 5-3 had he just beat Watts On Wax Off. Watts On Wax Off playing spoiler for the fast-paced Sleeper Nation team, the newcomer, Marco was putting on a show year one. That was a tough one to swallow, I imagine, for Sleeper Nation. Both divisions would have been 5-3, 5-3, 4-4, and then they would have had the 2-6, 3-5 at the bottom. But wow, what a victory by Watts On Wax Off to strip Sleeper Nation of that victory. That is very, very disappointing, I imagine, for Marco. In matchup number three, guys, we have to Infinity and Bijan, 107 points. Losing to Team Quater Tots, 164 points. Brock Purdy for to Infinity and Bijan had 19 points. Bijan Robinson had 12. Cooper Kupp had 6. Terry McLaurin had 17. TJ Hawkinson had 21. Isaiah Pacheco had 7. Ernest Jones had 8. Baltimore's defense had 6. And Harrison Butker had 11. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 27, Josh Jacobs with 17, Stephon Diggs with 16, A.J. Brown with 33, George Kittle with 25, Tua Tagovailoa with 22, T.J. Edwards with 15, Philadelphia's defense with negative 3, and Brandon Aubrey with 13 points. The final matchup, guys, we have Team No Fine Please taking down Team Bro Dog. Team No Fine Please continuing his wins, continuing at least his winning ways. I think he is 4-4 this year, we talked about. So, he needed that win, and Team Bro Dog cannot get his team off the ground. Team Bro Dog had Kenneth Walker, and who else did you trade for? Jordan Addison. I don't know why you left Jordan Addison on the bench. It was only a 3-point difference between him and Kirk Cousins. 3 points between Adam Thielen and him. It wouldn't have really made a difference. Your quarterback, actually, I don't know why he started C.J. Stroud over Joe Burrow, but Joe Burrow would have won you the game. But I understand it is fantasy football. It does happen. It does happen to the best of us. So Team No Fine Please, 120.7, had Josh Allen with 29, Joe Mixon with 20, Devontae Adams with 2, Keenan Allen with 14.9, Mark Andrews with 14, Trevor Lawrence with 14.6, Zaire Franklin with 15, San Francisco's defense with 1, Jake Elliott with 10, and Jake Elliott with 10, and then Team Bro Dog had 107 with CJ Stroud 13, Kenneth Walker 8, Jamar Chase 25, Adam Thielen 15, Darren Waller 1.4, Derek Carr 18, TJ Bernard 10, Kansas City's defense and special teams 12, and Nick Folk with 4 points. That was the fourth and final matchup, guys, for the league. Oh, wait, no. I forgot we went completely backwards on this one. So finishing up the matchups means we're coming to a close of the episode, and it's 35 minutes in. I wasn't really ready to go because I was having fun because I won. obviously, we like to wrap up the ones where we lose pretty quickly, but you know, I guess that's my fault. I need to kind of work on that, guys. I need to work on not being a sore loser. But again,
I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser.
Shout out to Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? I agree. I feel the same exact way. You show me a good loser, I'm going to show you a loser. So we got the Week 9 matchups, guys, coming up, you know, next. That's what we're going to talk about next. We are going to talk about Design Gifted versus Team No Fine Please. Matchup number 2. We got Sleeper Nation and Team Quater Tots. We got 2 Infinity and Bijan. And we got Watts on Wax Off. And we got Team Bro Dog taking on Strange Animals. Those are the 4 matchups, guys, for Week 9 coming up next week. That's what you guys can expect to hear about. Those matchups are what we are going to recap next week. But until then, guys, in the meantime, we appreciate you guys for tuning in. Go check out DIG on Spotify. Go check out on Rumble at Design I Gifted. Follow us on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted on TRUE. That's the True Group. The Realist Underground Entertainment page. Day One Vibes, the group and page. Future American Leaders of Texas, the page. Foul Text, the group. Gifted and Gorgeous, the group and page. What else do we got? The 3&D Signs and Sports podcast group and page. You know, guys, we got so much content coming out all the time. God is fixing things every day. And Gifted, the group and the page and the group on Facebook. You know, follow us on YouTube at True. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode. Thank you for tuning in with us to another podcast episode. I never know how to sign these things off, but we appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you on the next.
The Realist Underground Entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, True. The Realist Underground Entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing hype. Branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the Realest Underground Entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Bill and Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need. Get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat, you need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
What it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there.